Right, well, it's time for us to talk food, and we'll start as usual with our weekly update from the team at Eat Out. So, and Food24, South Africa's biggest restaurant and foodie platforms. Their social media and digital content specialist, Katie Rose, is with us on the line this afternoon. Lovely to have you on the show again, Katie. Welcome.
Hi, Pippa. Yes, I'm loving the chat today about interns.
Have you ever had any bad intern moments you're prepared to face up to?
Yes, you reminded me. It was when I first joined Food24, and I was a very excited young writer. And I had a story, and I put it up on the website, and I was so proud of it. And a few hours later, a colleague pointed out to me that I'd made a typo. But the typo wasn't in the story. The typo was in my own name that I couldn't spell.
Ouch. Yeah. Okay. At least it wasn't a client's name you got wrong, Katie. Look on the bright side. And here you are all these years later, still working there for just a little bit longer. Today is the last time we're going to be chatting to Katie before she moves on to new exciting ventures. So it's a thank you for all the contributions over the year. It's more than a year or more you've been chatting to us, Katie. We've loved having you on the show.
Yes, thank you, Pippa. I've always enjoyed our chats in the studio and lately on the phone. I'm definitely hopefully be in touch with you guys in the future, talk about more food things.
Absolutely. For now, we're talking food and drink things, and it's a boozy doozy of a story about the agave spirits industry. There's an interesting piece up on Food24, Katie, about how this market is growing locally. And I'm using the term agave spirits very deliberately because we are not allowed to call it tequila if it's made in South Africa, are we?
That's correct. So tequila is a well-known spirit, like clear white spirit, or sometimes brown, I beg your pardon, or amber. But yes, it has been protected. So if it is not made in Mexico in the traditional method and by a very specific recipe, it is protected and can only be called tequila then, similar to the way that we speak about things like champagne or cognac.
Yeah. Okay, so what we're making here is agave spirits, not tequila. I mean, tequila itself, obviously something associated very strongly with Mexico, although it's really all of Central America, Katie, where there are versions of tequila and mezcal that are so deeply embedded in the culture.
Absolutely. So we found in the Western Cape and in the Karoo regions that the agave plant, which many people would know as known sometimes as a silver aloe, or as the American aloe, big spiky plant, grows really well here because we have they have strong drought tolerance. They don't need too much care. They love the desert air. And of course, for farmers and producers, that is just such a blessing. Yep. When you're trying to save on water. It's a big spiky plant. You often see it kind of like on the borders of properties. People use them for security. But yes, you chop that up and it's got a very sweet, pithy center that you can distill into a clear white spirit that is either neutral or flavored, depending on the style.
Now, Katie, I know we've been playing around with making our own here since as way back as the 1990s, but I also remember that some of those early attempts were not very pleasant on the palate, shall we say, to put it politely. Mm-hmm. 20 plus years, 30 plus years down the line, things have really improved, though. Some of the local success stories can really be shouted from the rooftops.
Yes, absolutely. So one of our favorite spirit makers, Hope on Hopkins in Woodstock, makes a agave-based spirit, which is really delicious. And also the most popular, or one of the larger brands, I should say, is called the Leonista, which makes a beautiful, smooth spirit that could be used instead of, say, a vodka or maybe a very light gin. And then you also get, you know, much more elegant, barrel-aged agave spirits that become almost like a sipping cocktail, similar to like you might enjoy a whiskey or a brandy.
That really surprised me. The first time I tasted a proper quality tequila, and it was a real tequila in this case. Katie, the difference between the rough, raw stuff we had been shooting with salt and lemon as students and what was in that glass, when it was passed to me and they said, just sip on this neat, I thought you must be crazy until I tasted it. It was something... It was just like a child from a different family entirely genetically. A lot of people might be surprised to even conceptualize of sipping tequila rather than having it in the shot form or mixed with orange juice in a tequila sunrise or something like that. But the point is, if the quality is good, you really can enjoy it that way.
Yes, same. Tequila has had a bit of a rough reputation from cheap, being a cheaper spirit. But no, she can be made into a really elegant spirit. That can be crafted into something really special. And if you're sitting by the fire this winter, maybe you want to have something a little bit smoky, a little bit peppery, maybe chat to the person in your local wine shop and see if they have something they can recommend for you.
Okay, if you want to read up more about the history of tequila and its origins in the northern part of South America up to the southern part of North America, if I can put it that way, the piece on Food 24 has got some very interesting background, as well as a bit more info on the plant itself. So thanks for the heads up, Katie, on some of the lovely local agave spirits that are being produced. Before we let you go, just a quick update on some restaurant news. You've got a piece up on Eat Out flagging a couple of destinations that have moved premises, and you're worried that people might think they've closed down when they actually haven't.
Yes, I mean, obviously a lot of things have changed, whether it's opening hours or opening days. But we just did a quick roundup of four spots in Cape Town. It might not be where you remembered them if you're driving past, but they are alive and kicking in new destinations in Cape Town. So one of Cape Town's favorite spots, Rick's Cafe America.
Yep.
Moved, I think, late last year into a new location still offering Kloof Street, so not too far away. And then my other favorite one is Ding Dong Bar, which is from our friend Shane Morrisby. Used to be in the Waterkant and now has been relocated to Short Market Street, so just on the edge of very trendy Brew Street. So there's a few updates there, and also if you know something in your neighborhood that maybe has changed its details, let us know in the comments.
Katie, thanks so much for the heads up. So that article is on Eat Out, the piece on tequila and agave you'll find on the Food 24 website. For the last time, it's thank you so much to their social media and digital content specialist, Katie Rose, although it's not the last time we'll be liaising with you and talking about the foodie world, because you're staying in the industry, which means I hope you'll stay in touch.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Have a lovely day.
You too. Thanks so much. Katie Rose, social media and digital content specialist at Eat Out and Food 24.